Just start out with, look, it's been a short time since the game, so I haven't really had a lot of time to reflect on the year. But I will say that I'm very proud of this team. This team fought hard. And like I said after the game, a bunch of good guys in that locker room. Only one team in the NFL ends the season happy. So when you lose in the playoffs, it's a terrible feeling. It's a terrible feeling. It's an empty feeling. But give a lot of credit to the Patriots. They executed better than we did. We can build on it. We can build on it. There were a lot of things that happened this year that were good, some things that weren't so good. And we feel like every year we've been here, we've made improvement. As it relates to winning a playoff game, winning the division again. So there's some things to really build on. I'm really not ready to give you a list of things that we're going to work on. I don't know where your questions are headed. I'm just telling you, like, I don't really have a lot of answers. We'll evaluate the whole team. We evaluate everything. That's what every team does in the offseason, and that hasn't even begun yet. So players are just checking out right now. So we'll begin all those evaluation processes, throughout the week. So with that, open it up to questions.
Bill, you said after the game several times about improving the offense. If there's a quarterback you like that's draftable, would you consider drafting a quarterback?
We're so far from absolutely so far removed from even, answering that question. Right now what we do is we sit down and we evaluate our team. We evaluate everything we do, and then we get with the personnel people. We talk about, all the things we need to do to improve, coaching, playing, everything. So that's not even a question I can begin to answer.
Bill, a lot of the guys in the locker room were talking about how excited they are to play with J.J. Watt again next year. How is J.J. doing? Do you expect him to be able to do some things this offseason? What's kind of the update on J.J.?
No idea about the timetable for the offseason, but I can tell you he's doing well. He's in there working very hard to get better. He's been in there every day. You can see him out on the field running. You can see him doing different things in the weight room. So to no one's surprise, I'm sure that he is ahead of schedule.
Do you look forward to how good this defense can be next year with having him back?
Next year is a totally different year, Sarah. I mean, every year is it's just nothing like the previous year. So I don't even begin to think about comparing this year to next year. I thought the defense played well this year, and looking forward to, like I said, evaluating and trying to get better.
Romeo's contract's up. He's had one of his best seasons as a coach. Will he be back?
Again, we evaluate everything, and I think that Romeo's done a great job, and I know that we would love to have him back. I know that. So, but I haven't even sat down with any of the coaches yet or anything like that, John, but I can tell you, Romeo is a great football coach and just means a lot to me personally, and we would love to have Romeo back here.
Bill, obviously you'll have to evaluate things and make decisions, but do you right now plan to retain George Godsey as offensive coordinator moving forward in the next season?
We're looking at everything, Brian. George does a lot of good stuff for me. Every coach does. I haven't even met with Bob yet. I haven't met with Rick yet. We look at everything. Every coach is evaluated. I'm evaluated. I haven't even heard about my evaluation from the owner. So, look, I expect to be here next year, but we'll begin the evaluation process here in a minute. Now, don't take that and run with it either. I'm going to be the head coach here next year. Again, just trying to inject some humor into it, but, again, it'll be a headline. Everything's evaluated, and that's the process that starts here this afternoon.
When you're doing a self-evaluation, what would you like to do better as the head coach?
John, look, again, like the questions are good, and I know you guys got a job to do, but, like, I'm not going to sit up here and list. I mean, there are so many things every day that I learn in this game. So many things. I learn something every day, and I never have a feeling of entitlement. I hate that word, and I can't stand people that feel like they're entitled. And so I don't want to ever feel entitled. So there are, like, thousands of things that I can get better at. Work harder at this, work harder at that. Try to do as good a job as I can to end the season on a winning note at some point in time. That's the goal, And so far we haven't been able to do that. We've made improvements, but it hasn't been enough. I mean, in this league, it's only about one thing. So we've got to figure out how to get there. And it does start with me, but I'm not going to get into the list of all the things I can do to improve. I try to improve every day.
What's the biggest lesson that you learned after, you know, looking back at the 2016-2017 Texans as a head coach?
The biggest lesson that I learned? Paul, I learn lessons every day. I really do. I mean, I learn lessons about everything from practice schedules to, to meeting schedules, to how to deal with the staff, the medical people, personnel people. So, I don't know. I'm not, like I said, I haven't really had a chance to really reflect on the whole year. I'm going to work hard to try to get better myself. It's going to start with me getting better, and then hopefully everybody else can get better.
Bill, it'll be a business situation like all these deals with free agents, but A.J. Boye said he'd like to come back.
Yeah.
Just your thoughts on A.J. and ideally if it could be working out.
Yeah, these are free agency's tough, and I can tell you that we want A.J. Boye back. I mean, the guy he's one of us, you know what I mean? He's a guy that was undrafted before we got here. And when we came here, based on his own work ethic, the coaching from John Butler, the guy's done an excellent job. I mean, I would tell you that, just in talking to people around the league that I really trust, that I think he's viewed as a top corner. And so we really want him back, and hopefully we can get something done where he can be back. But it's tough, you know. These decisions are personal decisions, but all of them are, tough on both sides. But we'd love to have AJ back.
Bill, when it comes to the quarterback position, with the quarterbacks you have, with Osweiler and Savage, where do things stand right now between the two?
And Whedon. Yeah.
Well, does Osweiler enter the offseason as your starter? Could you foresee opening that position up for a competition in the offseason, or how do you look at the specifically Osweiler and Savage?
Yeah, no, Brian, like I was saying to John, I know you guys are doing your job, and I respect that. But before I talk about those types of things, I have to evaluate it myself. I've got to talk to our coaching staff, get their input, our personnel people, get their input. So I would be very I wouldn't be a good head coach if I stood up here and told you, hey, this is what we're planning to do. I mean, the game was less than 48 hours ago or whatever. So, we're going to evaluate everything. We're going to do the best we can to field a good competitive team, a better team, a more consistent team than we did this year.
What are a couple of things you guys did well that you were the happiest with?
I think we play hard. I think we play very tough. I think when you line up against us, it's probably the thing that makes me the most proud to be with these guys is, and I know some people would say, well, that should be the case in the NFL. But I think when you line up against the Houston Texans, you know you're in for a 60-minute fight. And, I think that's probably the thing that makes me the most proud to be associated with these guys in that locker room.
You mentioned after the game about you can't give up a kickoff return for a touchdown, expect to win a playoff
right.
game. How much in that area, your kicking game's good enough to win with, do you have to be better in coverages?
We have to, again, we're going to go back and evaluate everything. But as it relates to the overall kicking game, there are times this year when it looked really good. I mean, our return game looked good. Our coverage units looked good. But then there were times like on, Saturday night where that kickoff, that was terrible. And so I think we have to look at it from a coaching standpoint first. How are we coaching it? What are we doing? Do we have people in the right spot? And then I think the big thing for us next year is we've got a lot of good core special teams players on our team. Hopefully most of those guys will be back next year. Hopefully, I don't even know what they're – I'm not into contracts. I don't have anything to do with that. I just would like to see a lot of those core guys back. And if we can, then we have to get those guys back. Then we need to be more consistent. We're too inconsistent on special teams and on offense. And obviously we were better consistent on defense. But consistency is the key. You can't be up and down like that. And that's where we have to improve.
Bill, Derek Newton had an awful injury, a gruesome injury for him, and luckily didn't tear the ACL along with the patellas. But
How do we even know that? Like, is that what was reported? Like, I don't even know. I don't even know that. I really don't. Okay. But, yeah, it was a tough injury. I mean, he just was in our squad meeting. He's a great guy. I don't think anybody has any idea, as far as his timetable. But I know this. We'll do a good job of taking care of him. We care about Derek. I think all of us some point in time I've been in touch with him, and I know he's working hard to get back. I'm not sure where he is right now, but you know more about the medical part of it than I do. I just know that it was a tough injury, and I know he's working hard to get back.
Bill, some thoughts about Shane Leckler, who's also can become unrestricted.
Yeah, no, he did a good job for us. You know, I think everybody knows how I feel about Shane. He's a great pro. He's had a great career here. Again, he's a guy that we would like to have back here. Hopefully we can work something out. I mean, he's a leader in the locker room. He's a captain. Means a lot to me personally. And he had a heck of a year. He did the things that we asked him to do, and it was good to see that.
Bill, you spoke a little bit about Vince in your press conference, but he said afterwards, after the game, that this very well could be his last game, but he's still going to think about it. Overall thoughts on Vince Wilfork and what he's meant to the team? A lot of the guys have really said what a positive impact he's had on the locker room.
Yeah, no, Vince, you know, I haven't really sat down with Vince to talk about, you know, the future with him. I did hear a couple of the quotes that he had. You know, those are personal decisions between he and his wife and their family. And you know, like Vince, I mean, look, I've said it thousands and thousands of times. I mean, to play that position in this league for as many years as he did, and then thinking back to earlier in his career where he was used as a defensive end, he was used as a nose guard, he was used as a three technique. I mean, he's kind of done it all in his career. It's a testament to him. And then what he's done off the field is incredible. He was a good leader in our locker room. And, you know, but I haven't sat down and talked to him about what he's doing. I think those are more family decisions for him, and he'll probably let us know at some point.
Did you pull him out with a play left just so he could get the appreciation from the fans?
Well, I think that, you know, that's something that that point in the game that, you know, is probably important to do. And I know that the New England fans really appreciate him.
You didn't get to see a lot of Savage, but it was more than you had. Talk about how Tom played and what you're looking for him going into for next season.
Yeah, I think with every player, this is exactly what I just said to the team. I think I have it here with me. I can read it to you.
Please.
I said, I would not take too much time off. The more time that you waste on the couch doing nothing, the more time someone else is getting ahead of you. And so I think for every single player, they have to figure out, okay, I'm going to take a little time to reconnect with my family, get better, you know, heal up, but then I'm going to get back to work and figure out what I need to do to be better. How can I improve my skill set, which then improves the team? And so whether it's a quarterback or a defensive lineman or a center or whoever, wide receiver, every position on the team, a kicker, they're all going to be working hard. We have a very hard-working group of guys. They're away from us. The off-season rules basically are that We won't have these guys back here till like I think it's April 17th, April 18th. Don't quote me on that because I don't know the exact date, but it's around that time when the off season program starts. So between whatever it is today, what is it, January 17th or 16th, to April 17th, they don't have to be here. So every guy has to have a plan for how they're going to get better, what they need to get better, how. You know, what did the coaches give them for advice as far as, hey, these are things you need to improve upon? Doesn't matter what position it is, every guy's got to approach it that way.
This is an observation from watching the broadcast, but it did seem on the sideline like Jadeveon Clowney was a lot more active as a leader on the sideline during this game against the Patriots. You factor that in also with the way he finished the season, seemed a lot more confident as the season progressed. What do you make of Jadeveon Clowney and his role as a leader going into next season?
Yeah, I mean, his personality came through with the way that the success that he was having on the field. His health, you know, he was banged up, but I mean, overall pretty healthy. And so he was out there and he was such an active player that's what happens when you have success on the field, you're able to instill more of your personality in the locker room. And I think you guys got a chance to see that this year. The guy's a great guy, loves football, loves his teammates, loves playing, plays hard. I think Whitney Merciless is the same way. You know, you see different personality, obviously, but similar. You know, Whitney had a hell of a game the other night too. So, you know, those guys, in addition to the obvious leaders on our team, you know, those guys definitely have some form of leadership in our locker room, no doubt about it.
How do you feel about the development of Reader and if Vince is gone? Do you feel comfortable with Reader stepping up between Clowney and Watt?
Absolutely. DJ Reader is one of the better young defensive linemen I've been around in the NFL. He's tough. He's built low to the ground. He's hard to move. He's got good pass rush skills. And there's a lot to improve on. And that's what, you know, we all have spoken to him about over the last, you know, part of the season is, hey, look, this is good, but think about how much better it could be. So he's a really good young player that has a really good future as long as he continues to, you know, understand this is what it's going to take for me to get to the level I want to get to as a player and help us get to that level as a team.